Thank you, Charlene, and also thank you for staying here. My name is Jingguo Hu, and I'm from Pullman, Washington. The Western Regional Plan Introduction Station is a part of a national plant germplasm. So I'm going to talk about the vegetable germplasm kept in our system. So what is national plant germplasm? National germplasm is a well-coordinated nationwide network system preserving the plant germplasm important to the U.S. agriculture. So on this map, you can see all the sites, about 24 of them on the sites. There are four regional plant introduction stations. The Western regional plant introduction station in Pullman, and the North East PI station is Geneva, New York. North Central is in Ames, Iowa, and the South in Greenfield, Georgia, not far from here. And also there's the National Seed Storage Laboratory. They're called the National Center for Genetic Resources Preservation in Fort Collins. It's for long-term preservation. And also we have National Germplasm Research Laboratory. They provide IT support, database development, and also handling germplasm exchange between countries, and also support germplasm collection trips, either inside the U.S. or internationally. We have beside this four regional PI stations, we have many crop-specific gene banks and repositories, most culinary fruit trees. And also we have the National Potato Gene Bank in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. And also we have a tomato genetic stock center in UC Davis, which is totally sponsored by the university. And the rest of the sites are mostly funded by the ARS. So now we have over 500,000 accessions of a plant germplasm accessions, important to U.S. agriculture. About 20% of them are vegetables. And we have relatively adequate infrastructure like field space, greenhouses, and testing laboratories, and also seed storage spaces for all the germplasm. And we have, most importantly, we have a dedicated and experienced workforce because we have so diverse collections and 15 different plant species, each of them probably require different environment, different methods, how to germinate them, how to produce seed. We all curators are working very hard, and they know how to handle this to keep this important collection alive. Also, we are during the year we form a very efficient networking community. So each side have a different responsibility assigned to different groups of plants. But the activity we are carrying on is almost the same. So mostly the acquisition, and we need to add a new needed germplasm to this. But the acquisition mostly is user-focused. So if the user community want some need information, like in California, the latest, they have this Verticillium Volturisus 2 emergency, then we don't have resistant source in our collection, so they propose to collect new accessions to add to our collection. And the second is the preservation. We need to keep this important collection alive, because some of them are collected a few decades ago. We also do evaluation and characterization. We do it independently if we have found available, resource available. And also we do collaborations with the research community and breeders and researchers. So the phenotypically or genotype, DNA marker, and the genome by sequencing that are going on. Also, we do the documentation. We have a database for the GREEN, it's the Plant Genomics Resource Network database. So all the possible data and also evaluation data and DNA part, some of the a portion of the DNA marker data you can find in the database. And the most importantly is our collection is not a museum collection. We distribute free of charge to the research community for research, for plant breeding, for basic research, and also for education purpose. Okay, here's the available germplasm, how they are assigned. They're majorly assigned to four different regional PI stations in Geneva, northeast PI station. They have onion, celery, squash, the cool crop, brassica, California, the cabbage, and tomato. And the wild tomato accession, wild species, and or some tomato genetic stock are kept in Davis. This is the two different assignments. And for the south area, they have the hot sweet pepper, eggplant, okra, watermelon. For the in the Iowa, they have the carrot, and also have squash, pumpkin, and also cucumber. And so on. The western region population mostly are legumes. As 60% of the 90,000 extension are legumes, mostly cool season for the legumes, like pea, chickpea, lentil. And also we have the fish oil bean collection. It's about 17,000 accessions have been collected all right. And also we have other important vegetables. Lettuce, and garlic, and the table beet, and the curator, horticulture crop curator, Barbara Helia is here in the audience. The tomato, potato is in a special collection, staging base, about 6,000 colons over there. So, botanically or taxonomically, our collection belongs to 16 different plant species. Probably half of them are Fabaceae. The common bean, the Physalis bean, it's 13,000 available for distribution. The warm season legumes, cowpea and mung bean, they are given in the south, and the other cool seasons in Pullman. So the second largest collection is the Solanaceae. It's about over 22,000 accessions. Is the tomato. It's almost 1,000 accessions. 10,000 accessions. Sorry. And potatoes and purple and eggplants. And the cruciferous also it's about 7,000 accessions. And there are some small collection also have the asparagus, and also the Polygonaceae, mostly is the rhubarb, which is also kept in Pullman. So this is that's the tomato collection and the product, and this is the sample for the potatoes, how the colors and some of the genes are used in released varieties. And this is just example for all different kind of crops, pepper, eggplant, squash, and sugar beet, and garlic. And we do field evaluation, grow mouth, also producing seeds, regeneration, we combine this thing together, take data, harvest seed. Yeah. And the same thing for the lab of bean, and for lettuce, we do field evaluation. For open pollinated species, we use best practice management to increase seeds and produce the true to the type in insect-proofed cages and release some pollinator inside the cage. This is the carrot regeneration. For distribution, That's, you know, the last 10 years, 11 years, you can see the trend just keep going. That's for domestic, from 24,000 in 2003 to 34,000 in 2013. And also, there's another trend, the international distribution is grow at the fastest pace. You know, in 2003, it's only less than 9,000 packages delivered, but in 2013, it's 23,000. So there's a lot of increase. So for the seed, for the distribution policy, our collection is for research and education purposes. We encourage all the users, researchers in this community to request gem funds from us. You can, and we distribute it for free. You don't need to pay postage. And also, we have a related the associated information you can download from the internet. Yeah, lots of images also. And also, we discourage a home gardener to request gem funds because we are producing a small scale, high it's a higher cost. And also, that's gem funds may it's a raw material, not improved, may not produce good. Products if you grow them in your garden, so it's a waste of time. Okay, we also face some challenges. First, the demand is going up, but our funding source is still really stable, if not increase. And our cost of operation also is increasing. Technically, also there are some challenges how to maintain the genetic identity and the integrity. Because large number, and we only have limited human resources to work on this. And also another, a lot of them we have to use the open space to produce the seeds. It's very difficult to produce disease-free, most of, especially virus-free seeds. We encourage utilization of free movement of gem plants and ammonation. So this is some difficult. Another challenge is the long-term funding of the program. Also, I would like to ask help from the research community. You can acknowledge the source of gem funds that you use in your research and share your data, and we can upload even your raw data to our database, donate your enhanced gem funds to the system, and we can share. Also, would like the research, especially expert in each different crops, to participate in the crop gem plants committee meetings. There are several of them in this meeting, and I saw a few of them already in the meeting. So the youth community, they develop new and refine existing descriptors to evaluate the gem plants and to determine or to identify the gap in our collection, suggesting a collection trip, and also to identify priority crops for evaluation. The take-home message is, we need the research to meet the demands of the consumers. We do a lot of research. We have germplasm, and we are here to serve the research community. Thank you. This slide, the last one, serves a dual purpose. So it's my acknowledgement to these people. And I would like you to pay attention to these 10 names. All our gem plants is curated by these 10 curators. The name in green here. It's Catherine Resnick here, and Dave Bennett's not here, Larry Robinson is here. Brad Morris, so is here. It's here also. Yeah. And Barbara Healy also here. The others are not here. Thank you very much. Usually we don't. We can provide you gem plants. Yeah, we don't have a plant pathologist. Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.